willingness to grow. Quite often during an AA meeting, someone, thinking they are making a profound statement, will proclaim, AA is not a religious program. It is a spiritual program. Despite this brilliant remark, the tone of the meeting will resemble an encounter group, with much of the discussion dedicated to problems various individuals are having with their spouses, neighbors, people with whom they work, store clerks, and so forth. Sometimes lip service will be given to step three, turning our lives over to the care of God, and each meeting closes with the Lord's Prayer, which clearly states, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Why are these words spoken but are ignored? Throughout all AA literature, it is stressed that success in AA depends upon having a spiritual awakening and subsequent spiritual growth. At some point, we must stop thinking of self and start thinking of others. Spiritual maturity comes as a result of thinking less of ourselves and more of others. We must grow up mature. Step four suggests making a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. When seeking a solution to the problems that other people create for us, it would be wise to look in the mirror and see who's really the cause of our problems. Oh yes, many times the blame may be attributed to someone else. But if we're to succeed in our new life, we must be ready to forgive that other person and try to express love and compassion rather than resentment and anger. Spiritual growth occurs at different rates and in different ways for different people. Dependence upon God, an important part of spiritual maturity, is learned through constant use of the determination to really turn it over to God. Merely mouthing the words at a meeting doesn't accomplish anything. There must be a determined and ongoing effort to really do it. Many times we become frustrated and tempted to take back control of the situation. We may be even tempted to return to our old way of life, in spite of the countless stories of disaster that we hear from those who have tried it. I remember how frustrated I became when I couldn't get a job during the first two or three months of my sobriety. In 1958, the economy wasn't very good, and I couldn't find a job. So I kept telling my sponsor that I may as well be back out on the streets drinking again. Thank God he continued to tell me to keep praying, have faith, listen for God's direction, and be ready and obedient to do whatever God had planned for me. I really didn't believe in prayer or God at that time, but I was determined to make the program work. By following my sponsor's direction, a job that became a whole new and eventually very successful career for the rest of my life appeared. Through turning to God, a whole new life was established. We must learn to live by faith and not by sight. We must be willing to exchange the old ways for a new way of living. Following the 12 steps of the AA program the very best we can. We have been given powerful tools to use, but it's only by taking them out of the toolbox and putting them to use that we experience the freedom, peace, and joy that comes to life, to a life dedicated to trying to be obedient and do God's will. It's not easy, but it's well worth the effort. Spiritual maturity requires your strict and undivided attention. It should start your day, every day, continue throughout the day, and be the last thing on your mind before you go to sleep at night. When I first came into the program, my first waking thought was, Lord, please help me get through this one day without taking a drink. And the last thing at night was always, thank you, Lord, for keeping me sober today. It's been many years since I've had to use those exact words, but upon waking up, I still ask him to help me get through the day and never forget to thank him for another day and another opportunity to help someone. And of the utmost importance, I never forget to thank him at night, even if the day has not been just the way I wanted it. During each day, I sense his presence and ask him to guide me in everything I do. I finally learn not to make any decisions, and certainly not an important one, without praying for his guidance. And I finally come to the realization that it works. Just like my first sponsor told me many, many years ago, as I said before, it wasn't easy, but it was worth it. How are you? How willing are you to grow